I think one of my accomplishments, because it's hard to be humble, but it was all paper.
Yes.
And I got a grant. Somebody told me, I believe it was my brother who worked for CN. He told me about this opportunity that the province was making available, and you could apply to the province because I was going to go from a paper organization to a computerized network for the treasurer's job. And the guy, he was a great guy, his name was Jim Hand. He passed away, but Jim would come down once a week to the union office. I always had to buy pizza, and it had to be with onions and tomatoes.
That's what he liked.
That's what he liked, right? So we'd have pizza. I think it was like Monday nights or something. I forget. But anyway, we did that. We did that for, I think, the whole term of my treasurer's position. And I think from the province, we got about like maybe $10,000, which was a huge sum. Yeah. It all went to Jim. Yeah. Because he was the guy, right?
Yeah.
So, but he set up the computerized program for us, and so we went to a computerized treasurer's position, and I thought it was pretty good, because it just was.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of growing pains in that 2 years, and I remember when I became president, future treasurers, they had to learn that system as well, and so there's a lot of work to be done there, but it was interesting. It was novel for us, certainly for me, and I think the rewards were great because it sort of gave, you know, in those days, perhaps even today, that, you know, when you're doing something and it's printing out from that machine, it has a sort of an acceptance to it, maybe a more transparent thing because, you know, I don't know, I'm saying that, and then I'm thinking how people dupe people with these things. But
yeah.
In those days, you know, and again, being in the union, I'm sure it's still today, you're pretty honest people.